Welcome to Leading You. I'm your host, Julie Hyde, and in this space, we delve into the dynamic intersection of leadership and mindset. Join me as we uncover the essential tools and insights you need to sculpt your own success and lead a life you absolutely love. Hi, I'm Julie Hyde and welcome to another episode of Leading You. And in this episode, I'm going to be talking about your mindset is your superpower. And it's something that you can adopt in terms of fueling your mindset to be your superpower. It is certainly something that I strongly believe in. I've dedicated a whole chapter of You Always Have a Choice to this, and it is something I know to be incredibly powerful because I channel my mindset as my superpower. Never before have I had to use my mindset as my superpower than when I was diagnosed with cancer. And that is certainly a true test of your character and your mindset because you are faced with challenges on a whole different level. And I was facing into challenges where my life was being threatened by an enemy within. So the stronger, the more powerful your mindset, the better opportunity you have to implement the strategies and the actions to achieve the success that you're after. I certainly fuel, protect my mindset with intensity, and I am very, very intentional with how I do that. And I wanted to share one of the most powerful business models that I know of and that I was introduced to enable you to do this too. It will just help you avoid so many things that are detrimental for you. And I'll go into that now. I think firstly, I'll ask you these questions because oftentimes we can have a fixed mindset or a growth mindset. And I will explain this to you. And I have no doubt if you're listening to this podcast, you will have heard of the differences before. But a little quiz to start off with six questions. So if you nod to one of these ones, just remember the number and I'll come back to it in a moment. So number one, you are born with a certain amount of intelligence and curiosity and that won't change. Number two, you are who you are and not much can change that. Number three, anyone is capable of change. Number four, you can learn and improve at any stage of your life. Number five, people are either good at something like craft, music, or sport, or they aren't. And number six, studying, reading, being curious, and practicing new skills are all ways to develop new talents and abilities. So if you tended to agree most with 1, 2, and 5, then you probably have a more fixed mindset. And if you agreed with 3, 4, and 6, you're more likely to have a growth mindset. Now the differences I'll explain here, but this is based on Carol Dweck's work. And Carol is a psychologist and Stanford University professor, as well as the best-selling author of Mindset, The New Psychology of Success. And what a growth mindset is that you're open to learning. You see failure as learning. You're really, really curious. You're happy to listen to other people's perspectives. Like you're really open to that. And that you want to improve, you want to grow, you want to learn. And you know that your way is not necessarily the best way. You're always open to new ideas. That's an indication of a growth mindset and you believe that no matter how old you are, from what walk of life you come from, you have the ability to change. A fixed mindset, on the other hand, is someone who often will go to the negative, who is fixed in their ways, who thinks that their way is the only way, that the way they do things is the right way to do things. They're not necessarily open to learning or other people's opinion, and they often think they know it all. So that's an indication of a closed or a fixed mindset. And no doubt you will know people who have a growth mindset and people who have a fixed mindset. And often there are people in between who play in between, which I think sometimes we all do that. So we're not 100% one or 100% the other sometimes. I shared in my book an example of someone who has an amazing growth mindset, and yet he came from extreme poverty and violence. And this man's name is Sia Khaleesi, and he is now the captain, the first black captain of the South African rugby team. Growing up in a really small, very underprivileged town of South Africa, he experienced violence and poverty. Actually, his favorite toy was a brick. I saw a documentary of him. He actually shares that he found his mother's teeth outside in the dirt, a couple of houses up. That's sort of the violent family situation that he was in. And when his mother passed away, when he was only 15, he was raised by his grandmother, who was a really strong role model for him. So Sia started playing rugby when he was 7. And 5 years later, he was offered a scholarship to the acclaimed Grey College, which was a white school. He didn't speak any English at the time. He not only embraced the opportunity that he was given, he pushed through so many challenges and eventually made the South African rugby team to become the first black captain. And he shares how when the other kids used to tease him for saying words wrong or not being able to say a sentence fluently in English, that he would laugh it off. And there were times where he just wanted to go back home, but he pushed through. And he did. He had some really good people around him. But it was through the fortitude and the strength of his mindset that he achieved what he achieved. Like, he is just an absolutely shining example of someone who can succeed regardless of the challenges that he faced. It's such a great story, and he's actually written his autobiography called Rise, which shares a lot, and he also does a lot to give back to the community now that he has a much more privileged existence. One thing to understand about your mindset is that it is malleable. It can change. What would you do if you were confronted with a diagnosis that threatened your life? Would you continue to live as you are, or would you make some big changes? That's what happened to me on the 6th of October in 2021. My life changed within a second, forever. This moment was a catalyst for me to look deep within and assess if I was living a life I loved. I wasn't. I was tolerating too much of it. And now I've made big changes, and I want to empower you with the choice to do the same. My second book, You Always Have a Choice, is now available, and I share 9 powerful strategies to let go of overwhelm and the relentless juggle and implement changes so you can lead a life you love. Head to youalwayshaveachoice.com.au to grab your copy. And it needs to be malleable if you are going to adapt to change and handle uncertainty, or if you want to grow in life. And by understanding that and empowering yourself to move forward with it and understand it on a deeper level, you'll be able to achieve a whole lot more success. So the model that I referred to at the start is called the Inspired Mindset Model. So the model that I share in the book is actually based on Ernest Hemingway's iceberg model, where you see a little bit of the iceberg at the top of the water, and then there's the water level. The 90% of the iceberg actually sits underneath the water. And if you think about the Titanic story, it's the part of the iceberg below the water that actually carved the dent in the hull that sunk the Titanic. So it's what is beneath the water that has the most power. So if you think of the iceberg at the bottom of the water level as 90% and the top as 10%, what people see, the iceberg that you can see, is only 10%, and that is your results and that is your outcomes. So that's what you achieve. What is sitting at the bottom of the water, at the very bottom of that iceberg, is your mindset. And your mindset is made up of your attitudes, of your beliefs, and that is what it determines your behaviors or your actions, which is the second part of that iceberg underneath the water. Your behaviors and your actions are obviously the things that you do or the things that you don't do. And that is where your 90% is. That is your power, because it's your mindset at the bottom here, the foundation, your beliefs, your attitudes that sets the tone for your behaviors and your actions. So whether you're open to listening or you're not, whether you are an empowering leader or whether you're a control freak, it's all based on what you believe. And therefore, that determines the results that you get, which is your 10%. That is 10% of the equation. The real power is that 90% below the surface. The behaviors, the decisions, the thoughts, the attitudes, and the beliefs that shape who you are. And understanding this is so essential, because it means that to create real change, to be strong, you need to focus on that 90% that others can't see. To strengthen your thoughts, your attitudes, and your beliefs so that you have that solid foundation for success and for happiness. So if you think about an outcome that you're wanting to achieve, so at the top of that 10%, if you come back down to the bottom of the iceberg and think, okay, what is the mindset that I need to adopt to achieve that result? So it might be the result you want to lose 5 kilos. So what is the mindset that you need to adopt? It might be one of health. It might be one of, I love to exercise. I'm going to, you know, walk 5 kilometers a day, whatever that might be. But that is your mindset. That is a belief that you start implementing. So I am going to eat healthy 80% of the time, whatever that looks like for you. But that will then determine your actions. So if you're going to eat a healthy meal 80% of the time, then what do you need to do? How do you need to stock the fridge? What decisions do you need to make in the supermarket? What things do you not want to buy to enable yourself to achieve the result of the loss of 5 kilos? That's a really simple example, but that is how you can apply this mindset model to achieve your results. One of my mindsets is that I believe I will be cancer-free. That's my outcome. I will be cancer-free. So my mindset is that as well, is that I believe that I will be cancer-free. So in having that mindset, that then determines my behaviors. So I will do everything in my power to ensure that I achieve my result. Is that within my control? No, it's not. Can I influence it? I believe I can. And that is the power of mindset. And this is why I strongly believe that you need to protect your mindset very, very intentionally. You need to be really careful about what you let influence your mindset, whether that's social media, the news you consume, the people you listen to and allow to influence you. Be really, really, really careful about what you're consuming and what you're allowing yourself to hear and how that influences your mindset. So, for example, I won't follow particular people. I won't listen to people. I turn off the news. I listen to nothing throughout the day that is going to impact on my mindset. Another thing to consider is, you know, what you focus on, you will get. That's a really simple way of thinking about things as well. Because if you focus on the negative, you'll get it. You'll find it and your actions will reflect it. If you focus on the positive, you'll find that too. And your actions will reflect what you're thinking. So in wrapping this up, your mindset has a remarkable influence on your life and you can harness it as a superpower or not. That is your choice. So you've got a really practical model that you can refer to determine your mindset, to influence your behaviors and the results that you're creating. So what you think, you will do. And what you do, you will get the outcome and suffer the consequences or enjoy the reward. So ask yourself the question, how do you want to live your life? You might want to reflect on a situation where you might be struggling and apply this inspired mindset model to that and see if it's easier to help you navigate it. You might want to perhaps focus on working smarter, not harder, or understand the number of balls that you're juggling in the air and making sure that they are in alignment to your priorities. You can use this in so many ways, and I really encourage you to implement it into your life and to reap the benefits. So thank you for joining me today. If you need a reference, I talk about this in chapter 5 of my book, and it is also available as an audiobook, which is super exciting, so you can listen to it more. So thank you for tuning in, and I will speak to you soon.